Dvar Halacha and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Dvar Halacha and Chavis Halvavus, Orlu Tes El. So when you make a bracha achrona on the Shivas Haminim, or wine, which is Shivas Haminim also, so at the end of the bracha, the chasima is Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Oretz Val HaPeiros, or Al Oretz Val Pri HaGofen. Now if it's Peiros Eretz Yisrael, so then they are masakin to give kavod to the Peiros Eretz Yisrael, and you say Al Oretz Val Peiroseha, or Al Oretz Val Pri Gafna. The question is, what about the chasima, what about the Me'ein ha-chasimah, some of ha-chasimah of the bracha, where you say, Ki ato Hashem tov ha-meitav ha-kol v'noidu l'cho al ha-oretz, or al ha-peiros, or al ha-oretz al-pri ha-gofen, before you say, Baruch ato Hashem. So, if it's Peiros Eretz Yisrael, do you there also say, al ha-oretz al-pri ha-gofen, or al ha-oretz al-peiros se'o? So, in the article siddur that I'm holding in my hand, I see that according to their asterisks, you do say it. And the Sefer Gezos HaBracha brings down from Rav Scheinberg, Tzatzal, also to say it. Again, we're talking about saying it Somoch LaChasima. But the Chashulchan, the Maisa says, he doesn't say anything wrong with saying it. But he says, you don't say it, you don't have to say it. They weren't Masakin to say it there, they were just Masakin to say it at the very end of the Bracha. So, if you say this bracha by heart, which I guess most people do, so then probably you don't say it. You probably never thought of saying it. You just say Baruch Atah. I hope you say Al Haaretz V'al Pri Gafna, or Al Haaretz V'al Peiros Se'ho. But to say it in the lead on to the Baruch Atah Hashem, probably you don't. But it may be if you use a siddur, and the siddur says to say it, the Kaf HaChaim also says to say it. The Kaf HaChaim or Scheinberg say to say it, or Chashulchan says not to say it. It's not necessary. Okay. What you should do is, I'll be happy, you just make a bracha achrona. Why would I? How can I be machria? You know, do whatever you feel like. The Chashulchan doesn't say it's usher to say it, so you have a problem, should I or shouldn't I? The Chashulchan says you don't have to say it. They don't, you know, they were misakin to say it. The Kaf HaChaim says yes to say it. Rav Scheinberg said yes to say it. You look like a Rav Scheinberg man. You should say it. Okay. If you're an Aruch HaShulchan man, don't say it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss the matter. Okay. He's talking about being noig precious in things that are usher. So what's the precious involved? So he says that things that are usher have the three types: either you desire to do it, or you're neutral about it, or it's repellent to you naturally without it being usher. Precious would involve training yourself the precious. Your attitude should be one of precious from anything Hashem said is usher. And therefore, Asha Tagia, you'll reach the point, you will be repelled by, you will find disgusting, as Suge Hata'anugos or Asuros, Bahanos or Asuros, all kinds, Ad Kadesha Yiyashavah B'tivacha, it'll be the same to you. If you see a dead carcass in the street and someone wants to talk you into eating it, and that'll be the same if someone sees something very gishmak and tantalizing, but to him it's disgusting and repellent. Not naturally so, but because of the Tzivi Hashem not to eat it. So precious is not that I'm dying to eat it, but I'm holding back, fighting my nature. But the precious is, says the Chavis HaLavavos, and it's not a stira to the Rashi, in case you're thinking of the Rashi, that a porush will internalize the iser, and therefore he won't always be struggling with himself to not eat it. Because he wants to, but Hashem said not to, but the porush, the Chavis HaLavavos says, will internalize the iser, ad shedegil tekach, shetesaev, you will find disgusting, the tisna, all types of pleasures that the Eibishter asked, at Kadesh Yiyah Shavah B'Tivachah, it'll be all the same to you. Hamasuv Midvarim Ha'asurim, things like Shrotzim, things that you find anyway disgusting and repellent. In Masha HaNefesh Mishtokekas Alav Me'am, something that naturally you would have a desire to do it, but Precious would have you find them all the same, because you've internalized the Isser. That's what Precious is, as he says, the in Dvarim Asurim. You've internalized the Isser until you find it disgusting, even if it's not naturally disgusting. V'tiyah be'inecha habiyo ha'asura, v'lekichas dinar, taking money, b'derecha ha'asura, v'hespirus b'migra'az u'loscha, and being miskabik b'klon chaveiro, and something that's very, very gishmak. U'gnuso, asher ha'odom mishtokek lohem b'tivo, naturally people do desire that, it will be equal to you, you will find it abhorrent, k'mo achilos ha'achbar, v'hadom, v'hachazir, asher tivacha mesaev olsom, v'nafshach hasones olsom. V'chasher tagia lagvul hazem en aprishus, b'dvorem ha'asurim, b'li shetichpe es tivacha, and you won't always be fighting yourself to keep away from these dvorem ha'asurim, even though naturally it's very gishmak. But you'll reach the point where you don't have to battle. U'lokoshi minafshecha, and you won't find it difficult anymore, because it'll, the Dvar Hashem saying it's usur makes it something just that, as I say, abhorrent and repellent. Tia bekitos hanitzoilum in amishka v'achet, so you won't be nichshal in a chet b'shogeg, because Hashem will maneuver. If you find it disgusting, so you won't be nichshal in it. If you find it geshmak, so maybe you'll be marehet there, you'll overlook it, you'll forget, quote unquote, etc. But if it's something that you abhor, so then you won't fall into chet by mistake. Asher aleim omer achosid olav ha'shalom lo yu'une letzadeh kol oven, because he keeps far from the chet, because of the way he, because of his attitude towards the chet.